Hold on, infection signal? What's that?
Yeah, good question here. Well, what we saw in the Eloquent studies was there was slightly higher incidences of infection with elotuzumab, chest infections and so forth. And in a recent upfront study that Jacob led of RVD plus ELO, robust responses, but a couple of septic episodes, which may reflect, including some mortality in association with these, unfortunately, and very sadly. But important message for providers is that be careful about steroid premedication, infectious risk in our patients, especially in newly diagnosed patients where actually the immune paresis can be profound.
Are these neutropenic infections?
No, interesting enough, not necessarily, Neil, no. I mean, again, immune paresis is profound in myeloma, and so you can have an absolute neutrophil count that seems more reassuring, but in reality, because you don't have competent immunoglobulin, these patients are basically as vulnerable as your classical neutropenic. So important message, you know, be careful, and if in doubt, treat. And I think the important point is that the use of immunoglobulin supplementation to augment uninvolved immunoglobulin levels is clearly valid for any patient who has recurrent infections, for sure. But I think ELO really has promise. I mean, I firmly believe that. We use it in the maintenance setting now, and we use it earlier, and we have lovely data from the smoldering space with it. And it's truly an immunoadjuvant, as you know, Neil, through its effect on SLAMF7 and its stimulation of natural killer cells.